You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's that time of year again where Friday nights mean all weather action on the poly track over in Ireland at Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to this evening's card is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I'm pretty good, yeah. A little bit achy after a round of golf yesterday. So sure sign I'm getting a bit older.
Are you looking forward to this then? Because obviously it's the first one in a series of Friday nights at Dundalk now.
That's it now, yeah. We're in for the long haul, aren't we? It's a kind of fasten your seatbelt situation for us to like our Dundalk action on a Friday night. And this goes all the way through the winter now, so we better get accustomed to it. We're going to get one or two hard luck stories along the way. But generally speaking, I think most of us out there enjoy our action from Dundalk. It's almost become a little bit of a cult following now, particularly here at William Hill Radio. And let's get it on, so they say. Not the Marvin Gaye version, of course.
Yeah, of course. That would be terribly inappropriate.
Yeah.
The 5:35 at Dundalk is the first race this evening. We start here with a nursery handicap over 5 furlongs. Birdcage is the even money favourite, supported from 6-5 this morning. 3-1 for Nice and Dandy. China Eyes is 7-2. 9-1 for Love Is All Around, and 33-1 are bigger prices for the other two. So a pretty short price favourite in the open, Andy. Do you think Birdcage will win?
I think she probably will if the blinkers for the first time work. She's certainly got the form, the back class to win this race. Of course, she was second to Washington DC on her debut at Tipperary. The beauty about her as well is she's 1-for-1 at the track when she won early on in the campaign. That was on her second start, of course, when she made all the running. Funny enough, she hasn't actually got to the front on the next three starts, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why she hasn't been up to the same standard. Albeit she did run quite well in a very competitive nursery the other day. The problem with that run is obviously she was very slowly away, and you can't get too far behind at Navan, and she was stuck on the far side rail as well. But she did keep on quite well for minimal pressure in the latter stages. And off the back of that run, going back to the scene of her only career victory, you'd imagine she'd be good enough to take this race with a good break. So if she comes out the stalls cleanly, and of course the blinkers get her more focused onto the job at hand tonight, then I think Birdcage should start Joe lines off in the perfect possible fashion for this Dundalk winter series.
Birdcage in the open, and then for Andy, the 6.05 is race two on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF auction main. It's over 6 furlongs, and Diamond Fields is the 9-4 favourite. 5-2 for the Yellow Bus. Zeb Grey 4-1. 7-1 for Mr. Michael. 12s for Riziki, and 14s or bigger for the others. Just starting with Diamond Fields, Andy, she's got some decent form in there. A little bit disappointing at Leopardstown last time, but a sounder surface this evening, that should suit, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that could arguably be the key to her chances here tonight. The fact that she was 2-1 favourite on her debut clearly suggests that connections think quite a bit of her, so therefore she was a bit of a disappointment that day. But she ran a good deal better the next day behind Only Mine in a very hot race at Cork, certainly for the track anyway. The time of the race is good. Of course, Only Mine has gone on to run well in Pattern Company subsequently. So the level of that form certainly makes that Diamond Fields has a lot of respect here. And although she was 8th the other day in another decent maiden at Leopardstown, once again that wasn't, you know, a total washout on the figures. There's some good fillies in that race, and Amber was obviously very smart first time off the shelf. Coolmore was very strongly fancied, and I fancied a horse in that race as well. From the Davy Watchman camp, who I think a little bit off called Gilded Reflection. So I'm fully aware that that form at Leopardstown is probably better than the bare form suggests. And dropping back in trip, I think she is obviously going to take a hand in proceedings here. But I'm going to give a chance to the Yellow Bus here. I tipped this filly last time out at Nash. That's certainly been the last time we saw her, back in mid-July, following an eye-catching run on debut behind, of course, Minding, who's the Moy Glert stud hero for this season. A strict interpretation of that run alone would suggest that she's the one to beat here. But she was arguably just a slightly bit below power at Nice. Maybe that she hadn't quite developed or come to hand as much as connections have failed. So they've obviously backed off her a little bit. She looked a little bit on the leg at Nice, a little bit unfurnished and almost a little bit weak and gangly. So hopefully she would have strengthened up in the interim. Hopefully the pause at refreshes will work. Because I certainly think she's got arguably just as good, if not better form than the favourite here. And maybe she just might have a little bit more upside. And she's a slightly better price as well this morning at 5-2, stroke 11-4. So let's go with David Watson as the yellow bus on this occasion.
The yellow bus for Andy in the 6.05. The 6.35 is the third race on the card. This one is an Irish Stalling Farms EBF median auction race of a 6 furlongs. Blood Moon is 13-8 at the top of the market, 15-8 for Well Caught. Aspar is 5-2, 10-1 for Madam Thunder, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. So the betting suggests we should only concentrate on maybe two or three of these, Andy. A little bit of a match in the betting there as well between Blood Moon and Well Caught. Do you see that way yourself?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I think this is actually not a bad little heat. I certainly think Tommy Stack's horse is quite useful as well. Aspar, he was second to Moral High Ground at Navan. I think the winner's okay. The third has won since, and he chased home Final Frontier, Jessica Harrington's charge on debut. So he's certainly no back number here. But this, for me, should boil down to Blood Moon and Well Caught, particularly the latter. I'm a massive fan of Paul Deegan for a start off, and any time that he's got a useful juvenile or a horse of some repute here at Dundalk, he tends to plot a campaign accordingly and keep him onto the surface that he knows suits them best. And she was hugely impressive, this filly, on debut. She knew her job well enough to get it done, and I like the way she went clear in the latter stages that day. She looked as though she was going two to everyone's one at the finish. She looked fairly straightforward, just a generally good attitude from this filly. And the second horse, Go-Kart, who ties in quite nicely with Aspar, has also gone on to win in a very fast time next time out to Dan Rawl. So, if you like, Go-Kart is very much the benchmark horse in this particular race. But I was more impressed by the way that Well Caught defeated Kevin Prendergast's filly than I was at the Aspar form line. So, with a decent draw, stall three, and the expectations of her improving even more, stepping up to a furlong, to 6 furlongs. I'm a real big fan here of Well Caught tonight, and she's probably one of my better or stronger choices on the card.
Strong selection then for Andy in the 6.35 in the shape of Well Caught. The 7.05 is race 4 on the card. This is Division 1 of this 1 mile handicap for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Yin Yang is the 4-1 market leader. 6-1 for Easy Boy. Tithonus is also 6s. 10s for Political Policy and Sister Slough. 11-1 for Athleman Cottage. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Wide open handicap this one, Andy. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, I think this race is quite a weak one, actually, and I've been trying to sort of dig around in the dirt to try and find something with perhaps a little bit of an unexposed nature to it. And the obvious one here for me is Mickey Halford's charge, Angel's Gift. You can always tell when Mickey quite likes one for the all-weather because, you know, he plots them up and races them accordingly, and perhaps maidens where he feels as though they've got little chance. But he's obviously got it at the back of his mind that this could well be a Dundalk filly, and with just the three runs in maidens where she had little chance, she's ended up having a mark of 60, which certainly should see her competitive throughout the winter, if indeed she does take to the surface as anticipated. But if you actually go back and watch the videos on her races like I have this morning and made a few mental notes, she's actually run a good deal better than her finishing position suggested on every start. She was in a hot race first time out at Nice, where she was at the back of the field and basically was allowed to come home in her own time. She ran much better next time out at the Killarney Festival in quite a hot little race, actually. It went the way of assumed, but McGuigan, who was second, has been a fair model of consistency in maiden so far. And Tendana, who was third, went on to win at Lestal the other day. But Angel's Gift was keeping on really nicely without being unduly polished. She dropped back a distance to Garen the other day, once again got well behind, but then again did some late running on to suggest that she's okay, this horse, and she did get hampered in the run a few times. She only got beat 7 lengths, which actually wasn't a bad return. She's got a good draw tonight, if she can break a little bit more alertly and go around the inside in track one. And it wouldn't surprise me if there's a little bit of money for this horse tonight, because, as I said, this race is quite a weakish one. She's definitely better than what she's shown so far, and even if she doesn't win tonight, she's definitely one worth keeping an eye on. But at the same time, at 14-1, what the hell, we've got a little bit of value there with her, whichever way she performs.
Angel's Gift, then a nice price in the 705. The 735 is Division 2 of this mile handicap, and market headed by one of the course specialists, Coach Bombay, is 100 to 30 at the top of the market. Another of the course specialists, Cheers Buddy, is second in at 5 to 1. Sea of Blue, another at 5. 7 to 1 for Athersell. Dunard Prince, 8s. 12s into 10s for Jessamine. And 12 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the 735, Andy?
Yeah, this one is probably my least favourite race on the card. I really did struggle with this race. I certainly see why Coach Bombay is favourite. At least he is a fairly reliable proposition on this surface on a regular basis. He very rarely runs a bad race. He's got a great draw. He comes here off the back of a win. And it wouldn't surprise me if he was to go in again, even though he's never gone back-to-back in his life. There's more than one way to skin a cat in these kind of races, and I'm not necessarily suggesting that we're going to make a fortune here, but if you're looking perhaps for just one bet, then I would suggest to back Athersell from a place-only perspective. You might want a little bit of an insurance on the win side of the bet, but that would probably look a little bit fragile because he is 0-24, so he's never won a race. But there's every chance that he'll finish in the first three here. And he certainly ran a night-catching race at Garin the other day. He was terribly drawn in trap 16. You just can't win from that draw at Garin, even on easy ground. And therefore, he upgraded his performance because he only got beat bits and bobs in the end by Annie Irish, who had the run of the race and the far side rail to run against. And I noticed that Tom O'Morris Charge went through the pack quite nicely in the latter stages. So he's got all the ability in the world, this horse. He clearly has his quirks. Look, I'm not suggesting that, you know, we're backing a horse who's a very reliable type, but as I said, he's going to be 7-1. You can either back him each way or just have a very, very small win bet and perhaps a little bit more on the play side of the bet, because that's the bet that I'm interested in here.
Okay, on to the 805 next. This is race 6 on the card, and this one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half. The market headed by Poteen, who's 9-4 from 3-1. It's 4-1 for Waver. Captain Carlton is 11-2. 8-1 for Dancing with Angels. Catchy Last Tens, as is What Lies Ahead and Mountain Kingdom. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in the 805?
Yeah, good. It depends on whether Putin strips Fitton after her absence. Clearly, Connections have pinpointed her as an all weather horse through and through. She used to be trained, of course, with Harry Dunlop over here in this country. And she looked quite good on several occasions when she was on a synthetic surface, particularly at Kempton. She stays really well, and even though 2 miles was her bag over here, she's very much shown quite a bit more pace over in Ireland, particularly at Dundalk. That long straight seems to suit her. She was good the last day when she stayed on quite nicely to land a bit of a punt at a short price. And it wouldn't surprise me if she was to complete the hat-trick, albeit a belated one, because, like I say, she's been off the track for a little while. But it probably goes against the grain for me to tip a horse who's been off the track for so long. So I'm going to stick with a couple that have been plying their trade over hurdles of late, so at least fitness is not particularly an issue. And those two are What Lies Ahead and Waver. Now, Waver's got some very good form here at Dundalk, particularly when he won here towards the middle of last season. And he won several good races subsequently until having a bit of a break. His last run was behind at His Eye Music, Ned's Engine and Akasaka in quite a hot little race. That was very good on the figures, that race, even though it was an eight-runner contest. They won a good gallop that day. So there's half a chance with this fitness on his side that Waver could outrun his odds here at around about 5-1. And as I said, the other one's What Lies Ahead. Now, first and foremost, Willie McCreary's horse is in great form. This horse ran really well at Listowel the other day in a very fast time behind Sister Carter, who's on fire. Now, the ground would have been far too soft for this mare. She does like a sound surface. She was much better the time before beyond Hurricane Sky and Benke. She's been running well over hurdles, and it wouldn't surprise me with the yard in good form. She ran well. So I'm going to back 2 against the field here. Waver, if you can get 5-1, and a little bit of a saver on What Lies Ahead.
Okay, a couple of angles in there to the 8.05. The 8.35 is the penultimate race at Dundalk this evening. And this one is a race over a mile and a quarter for three-year-olds and older that have not finished first, second or third enlisted or group race since January the 1st. Intisari is the 8-11 favourite. 11-8 for Tandem. Ayahuasca is 12-1 and 100-1 for General Bunching. So low in numbers. Andy, who's the winner in the 8.35?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, Intisari. This is the best horse on the card by an absolute country mile. And that's not disregarding Tandem in any way, shape or form, but Tandem's going to have to be right on top of his game to get anywhere near this Gerlines trained horse, who could be an absolute monster on the synthetics. I'm not sure what Joe's got in mind for this horse, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's got maybe Maidan at the back of his mind, because Joe does really well with one or two of his horses that he takes over to Dubai. And this horse very much fits the criteria because he's proven that he goes on this surface. And boy, was he impressive when he won that handicap. I actually thought going into that contest that he might struggle. He beat two, you know, horses that find winning very difficult at Navan, here for the Crack and Duchess of Florence. They look quite two exposed types, and the time of the race wasn't exactly that great, but put him in a strongly run handicap round here, and he was absolutely breathtaking. I mean, I fancied two in that race, and they never got a look into this horse, who powered his way clear when he took the running up going down to the 2 furlong pole, and he could have won, actually, he could deal further. The time of the race was very good. He beat all the right horses. Royal Navy Ship was obviously strongly fancied, and like I said, there was a whole host of fancied ones in behind. I don't envisage him getting beat here tonight. In fact, I think he'll win very, very easily. And as I said, I think he's definitely one to follow, and it wouldn't surprise me if he ended up in the desert in the winter.
Strong bet then. Into Sari in the 8.35. The 9.05 is the eighth race on the card. We finish here with a mile and a quarter handicap, and Udugo is the 7-4 market leader. 5-1 for War Room, Scenic Star 11-2, 7-1 for Gunshoot, that one's a reserve though. 9-1 for Temasek Star, Mount Mills, the other reserve, is 11-1. Regal Charmer, 12s and 14s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in the lucky last then, Andy? Pretty short price favourite in the shape of Udugo.
Yeah, Udugo and the second favourite, Scenic Star, both ran on Monday at Navan. And they both ran in similar races, mile and a quarter handicaps, 0-64, 0-67 respectively. And there's not a great deal between these two on the figures that day. There was just a slight bettering of the overall time by Udugo, because there was hardly anything in it. But noticeably, from the top of the hill four out, Scenic Star came home the stronger of these two horses. Now, considering the weight was almost virtually the same, the weight's quite different tonight. Udigo's got 10 stone, Scenic Star 9-4. I actually think the balance of power shifts very much into the favour of Gavin Cromwell's charge here. As I said, you could hardly split them. But the market has got them way, way too far apart, considering there was hardly anything with them the other day. 7-4 and 11-2. Now, this is an absolute no-brainer. I'm desperately, desperately trying to get here with the second favourite. If you can get him each way, then, you know, that price at 11-2, William Hill is a complete not to stand out. I think he'll probably go for around about a 3-1, 7-2 chance on the off. We've clearly got to respect War Room, who continues to thrive, and he's about as reliable as a Swiss clock here on this surface. Gunshoot obviously comes into the reckoning, but I do think these two that ran on the flat the other day, on the turf the other day, are the two to concentrate on. But without a shadow of a doubt, the value bet of the two is Scenic Star.
Scenic Star in the lucky last then. As always, Andy, let's have a quick summary of your selections, if you'll spin us through your thoughts for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, not a bad little opening card to begin proceedings here at Dundalk. I'd be hopeful of at least a couple of winners. Hopefully Birdcage should get the ball running nicely in the first. The Yellow Bus has been off the track 79 days, but hopefully she comes back fitting well to do herself justice in that 6.05. I'll be very keen on Paul Deegan's Well Caught in the 6.35. I think she could be half decent. Take a bit of a fly with Angel's Gift from a good draw, from a superb trainer that regular listeners to the podcast will know. I think he's an absolute genius here at Dundalk. In the 7.35, I'll take a chance at Assaseal, at least finishes in the frame there. Two against the field in the 8.05, a waiver and what lies ahead. In the 8.35, the best bet and the best horse on the card is Intasare. And then the final race, I'll round off with Scenic Star each way at 11-2.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Well done, mate. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.